Hello, welcome to the mini-story for The Art of Power. Let's begin. Sally was a cow. And Sally the cow craved chocolate. She desired chocolate. She had to have chocolate all the time. She always wanted chocolate. She craved it. Who craved chocolate? Sally. Sally the cow craved chocolate. What was Sally? She was a cow. Sally was a cow. How did she feel about chocolate? She craved it. Sally craved chocolate. She wanted it so much. She thought about chocolate all the time. I must have chocolate. So she craved vanilla, right? No, wrong. She did not crave vanilla. She craved chocolate. She thought about chocolate all the time. So, do you think Sally was thin or fat? Well, exactly. Of course, she was fat. She was obese. Very, very fat. Sally was an obese cow. Why was she an obese cow? Because she craved chocolate every day and she ate chocolate every day. Why was she fat? Because she craved chocolate and ate chocolate every single day, all the time. Of course, Sally wanted to lose weight. So first, she tried to suppress her craving. Did she accept her craving, or did she suppress her craving? Well, she tried to suppress it. She tried to push it down. I don't want chocolate. I don't want chocolate. I don't want chocolate. I don't need chocolate. She tried to pretend that she didn't want chocolate. She tried to suppress, to push down her craving. What did she try to suppress? Her craving for chocolate. She tried to suppress her craving for chocolate. What did she crave? Chocolate. She craved chocolate. What did she do to this craving? Well, she suppressed it. Well, she tried to suppress it. She tried to push it away. She tried to push it down. Who tried to suppress her craving for chocolate? Sally the cow. Sally the cow tried to suppress her craving for chocolate. Why did she try to suppress her craving for chocolate? Well, because she wanted to lose weight. She wanted to lose weight, so she tried to suppress her craving for chocolate. And who tried? Who tried to suppress her craving? Sally. Sally the cow tried to suppress her craving for chocolate. But unfortunately, one day, she saw a candy bar in the store. And the candy bar triggered her craving. What did she see in the store? That's right, she saw a candy bar in the store. What kind of candy bar did she see, obviously? Well, obviously she saw a chocolate candy bar. Where did she see the candy bar? The chocolate candy bar? In the store. She saw a chocolate candy bar in the store. What did the chocolate candy bar do to her? It triggered her craving for chocolate. Did it turn on her craving for chocolate? Oh, yes, it did. It triggered her craving for chocolate. Did it give power to her craving for chocolate? Absolutely, yes. It triggered her craving for chocolate. What triggered Sally's craving for chocolate? A candy bar. Seeing the candy bar. A candy bar triggered her craving for chocolate. What kind of craving did it trigger? Well, a craving for chocolate. It triggered her craving for chocolate. Whose craving did it trigger? Sally's craving. The candy bar triggered Sally's craving for chocolate. It turned on the craving again. So she saw a candy bar and it triggered her craving for chocolate. She said, "I must have chocolate!" And so she bought 4,000 chocolate bars and she ate all of them. How many chocolate bars did she buy? 4,000. She bought 4,000 chocolate bars. She ate all of them very fast. And she became more fat. Why did she become more fat? Well, because she ate 4,000 candy bars in one day. Chocolate candy bars, of course. Oh no, poor Sally. Now she was even fatter. Well, she decided not to suppress her cravings anymore, not to push them down. Instead, she decided to study yoga. Sally the cow studied yoga every day. And she learned discipline and diligence from yoga. What did she study? She learned yoga. How often did she practice yoga? Every day. She practiced yoga every day. What did she learn from yoga? Well, she learned discipline and diligence. She learned to control herself. She learned how to be in control of her feelings and her thoughts. She learned diligence. She learned how to be careful about her thoughts and her feelings. So what did she learn from yoga? Diligence. She learned diligence from yoga. Yoga taught her diligence. Did she learn laziness from yoga? No. The opposite. She didn't learn laziness. She learned diligence. She learned to be controlled and strong with her mind and her emotions. Who learned diligence from yoga? Sally. Sally the cow learned diligence from yoga. What did she learn diligence from? From yoga. She learned diligence from yoga. What did she study? She studied yoga. Sally the cow studied yoga, and she learned diligence, control, and discipline from yoga. Eventually, over time, her chocolate cravings lessened. They became weaker and weaker. They became smaller and smaller. And eventually, her chocolate cravings became dormant. What happened to her chocolate cravings? They became dormant. They became quiet. They went to sleep. Were her chocolate cravings awakened, strengthened, or were they made dormant? Well, they were made dormant. They became dormant. They went to sleep. What became dormant? Sally's chocolate cravings became dormant. They became weaker and weaker, and finally asleep. Her chocolate cravings, her desire for chocolate became dormant, became sleepy and weak. Whose chocolate cravings became dormant? Sally's. Sally's chocolate cravings became dormant, became sleepy, became quiet. Did her vanilla cravings become dormant, or did her chocolate cravings become dormant? Well, obviously, of course, her chocolate cravings became dormant. Why did her chocolate cravings become dormant? Because now she had diligence. She had self-control. She had diligence. Because she had diligence, her chocolate cravings became dormant, became quiet, went to sleep. Did she want chocolate anymore? No, she didn't. Her chocolate cravings were dormant. And so her chocolate cravings became dormant. Sally ate only wholesome, healthy food. What kind of food did Sally eat? She ate only wholesome food, only healthy food, only good, healthy food. Did she eat junk food or did she eat wholesome food? She ate wholesome food, good, healthy food. What did she eat? Wholesome food. She ate wholesome food. Who ate wholesome food? Sally. Sally ate wholesome food. What was Sally? She was a cow. Sally was a cow. Sally was a cow, and she ate only wholesome food. What kind of food did she eat? Wholesome food. She ate only wholesome food. As a result, Sally became thin and gorgeous and sexy. She became a thin, gorgeous, sexy cow. All the male cows wanted her. What kind of cow did Sally become? She became a thin, gorgeous, sexy cow. Who wanted Sally? All the male cows, all the men cows, all the male cows wanted Sally. Because now she was a thin, gorgeous, sexy cow. And that is the end of the mini story for The Art of Power. Listen to it many times. Pause and answer the questions. Always answer the questions with a strong voice. Always have a strong physiology, shoulders back, chin up, eyes up, big smile, strong voice, breathing deep, moving your body. So, so important. This is so important. When you do this, you teach your mind, you teach your brain to be confident when you speak English. Your English will improve much, much faster. Okay, it's the end of the mini story. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.